All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I hope Matt's okay with it. Because I didn't really ask. What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. All right, Doc. Because they're not very good and they're kind of playing out the string. But the Nationals are back in action tonight at Nationals Park, and they're taking on a good team, the Kansas City Royals. Nice resurgence story. 82-74, the Royals. Obviously, they're not here very often, so a chance to see one of the great young stars in the game, and Bobby Witt Jr., right? He's had a couple of monster years here. The Nationals, you and I have not had a chance to talk. I don't know what your reaction to the C.J. Abrams thing is, but I did a little bit of it yesterday. I mean, obviously you're disappointed. I think
I'm not disappointed. Anytime you uncover addiction, you deal with it.
Is that what you think is going on here, or do you think it's just an immature
lack
kid?
Of discipline.
Well, see, that's what I think it is.
Take the addiction.
Okay.
Yeah, otherwise you're considered an idiot.
Yeah.
But then again, he's too young to be an idiot.
I mean, if he's got...
So it's addiction.
If he's got... And when you say addiction...
When I say this...
Gambling addiction or...
If you're up at 8 o'clock and you got a 1 o'clock game...
Yeah.
You're not a fan of the sport that you're playing at 8 a.m.
And you might have an addiction to something, right?
You might have something that... Now, the scuttlebutt that I hear now is that he's a frequent flyer. So other people that are frequent flyers... On the floor, or they know him by first name. So if you go back and trace this has been ongoing. So they knew about this, and they didn't handle their business in-house. If it gets to that point, you out at 8 a.m., 1 o'clock game on the road, son, you've already slipped.
So maybe they were too late in getting to the discipline. I didn't have any problem with what they did.
Rizzo, he's saving him.
Yeah.
He's helping
him. Like, he's sending him to AAA Rochester, who's not even playing.
Not even playing.
I mean, so basically they just suspended him for the final week of the season. Again, I had no problem with it. It's just really disappointing that, you know, the final six games of the season, he's not going to be there, because he was just finally starting to crank it back up again from an offensive perspective.
And down. See, you couldn't understand. Wait a minute. What's up? You have those variances in lack of consistency.
Maybe it's a lot of nights out until...
Well, it could be. It's a lack of focus. You know what I mean? Just got to get realigned. Yeah. It's like a car a little bit out of alignment. An alignment, it'd be fine.
Yeah. As I mentioned a couple of times, including yesterday, A.J. Preller, the Chargers, the Padre general manager, regrets giving up one guy in the big Juan Soto trade, and that's James Wood. Not C.J. Abrams, not even Mackenzie Gore. Regrets one guy.
Yeah.
James Wood.
He's involved.
Like, the Nationals better hope that they can get C.J. Abrams at 23 and change to mature and settle down and all that, and certainly before they give him a lot of money. And I can't imagine an extension, which they've already talked about, is coming anytime soon, unless it's very favorable to the team. But
this will affect it. What he's got to understand is that he's one of many.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not a generational talent
to
do that, like Juan. Soto's a generational talent.
Yep.
You're nice.
No doubt.
But, you know, yeah.
The Royals are, again, 82-74. They're in third place in the AL Central, but they are coming in on a seven-game losing streak. So certainly they have work to do. And, of course, the Nationals haven't been good enough overall. 69-87, 36-39 at home. The good news is the weather, according to the latest projection that I have, less than a 10% chance of rain throughout the evening and highs in the upper 60s. So, looks like we should be able to get baseball, maybe a slightly delayed start, but it looks like we should be able to get baseball on, you know, for the most part on time and throughout the rest of the game. Today's game day weather is presented by Pepco. Storm season is here, and we know a little prep makes a big difference. Get storm informed at pepco.com/storm prep. And one last story here during cleanup on aisle three that I wanted to bring up to you. Remember the story last week about Dan Campbell having to move from his home in suburban Detroit because some fans found out where he lives and whatnot? Well, apparently the home address was publicly leaked on social media by his daughter's classmate earlier this year. Now, according to police reports, you know, multiple people showed up at Campbell's residency back after they lost the NFC Championship and blew that big lead. They've already put the house on the market and I think bought another home or what have you. But apparently, according to police and NFL security, a male high school classmate of Campbell's daughter posted the family's home address on Snapchat with the accompanying text of, quote, dumb F, you know what word that is, trying to go for it. And, you know, again, Campbell and his wife weren't even home. They were still in the Bay Area, but his kids were home and so on and so forth. Doc, I would just say this. Like, you know, we talk about passionate fans, right? And I think this fan base here is very passionate. Sometimes I think they're a little misguided when it comes to the media's role and all that stuff. There's passion, and then there's stupidity, and then there's just being mean. And just being way over the top. And could you imagine the head coach of the Detroit Lions having lost the NFC Championship game, being this close to getting to the Super Bowl, and having to worry about people showing up at his residency with his teenage daughter at the house, and then having it be so bad that they decided they had to move from a place that they apparently loved. I mean, if that happened here, Dan Quinn or, you know, your guy Ron Rivera or whoever. You knew that was coming.
And Detroit was irrelevant.
Yeah, could you imagine?
Well, the thing about it is that there are fools all over the world. And this is where law enforcement should be in, and people like that should be put under the jail.
Yeah.
He should never have to move. They were irrelevant. They were the worst franchise in the sport, and not irrelevant. They're knocking on the door of championships. But, you know, the society, we allow for people to feel bold enough to do these things.
Mm-hmm.
And we get what we created, a soft environment. And this is what happens.
Lollipop environment.
Well, what do you expect?
You get a lot of suckers.
A lot of suckers. Keep trying to tell you.
Doc, I listen. I know your axioms.
If it's a lollipop environment, you're going to end up with a lot of suckers.
Wow. It's almost like I knew that was coming.
Clean up in aisle three.
All right, parents. It's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.